Now, it won't make things better, but it'll help. It's a song from Insane Times on 95BFM.
I'm a victim of electronic.
Yeah, good morning, Karen. If you remember, at the end of last year, I was speaking about the modernising effect of trashy feminine subjectivity in music, and I thought, well, I'd better start off this year by playing one of the purest and most inspiring examples of this, which is Farah Abraham's 10-song album, My Teenage Dream Ended, which was released with her memoirs of the same name in 2012, the year Lana Del Rey released Video Games and Born to Die. 5 years before this, Abraham had starred on the MTV show 16 and Pregnant, and the father of a child had died in a car crash before it aired. And now, working on MTV's follow-up show, Teen Moms, Farah decided it was time to write her autobiography, and also, for some reason, to put with her autobiography a CD of her own music. To make this album, Farah enlisted Frederick Quaver, aka Frederick, a post-production sound guy she'd met on 16 and Pregnant, and asked him to create a series of electronic backing tracks for a pop album. Then she sang her poems to a click track without listening to the music and had Frederick mix them in, and told him to auto-tune her voice more than usual to get an edgy sound. She really pushed him to make it sound the way it does. And the result shocked most of the people that made this book a bestseller. I think it went to number 11 on the best-selling list. So over time, Farah's been proven right in her questionable aesthetic choices, and you can hear a lot more music today, and I'll play you more music, that sounds like what she did in 2012. So the song I've chosen is the album's opening track. This is the chapter where she hears about the death of her child's father. And this track has a witch house sound. And Witch House was invented by Freaks remixing trap and drill tracks in 2010, and it was originally made a very misogynistic and unsafe space. But here, Farah, with her auto-tuned voice, which sort of represents her own fear, she puts her trauma into the music, and it's a perfect fit. The YouTube comments on this song change over time. This is really, it's really interesting to follow them, because the first commenters are saying, she just killed music, this is horrible, and so forth. And that's back in 2012. And then it slowly becomes ahead of her time, and like, music sounds like this today, and I unironically love this. And I do. The song is called The Phone Call That Changed My Life.
Hey, you called last night?
I can only put so much in a song. I know no situation is ever the same. Talking to you, I still pictured us together, yet the whole you and I forever.
We'll be right back.
much into a song.
That was a song from Insane Times on 95 BFM.